Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, here we are again. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, we get a lot of emails. We do a segment every single day, which we'll do in a minute, that's called the mailbag, where people mostly ask for advice. But we have a different kind of email here now, rating all the guys on this show and their looks.
Why?
I don't know. Why, Scuba Steve? What prompted her to write this?
She doesn't say why. She just sent it to the mailbag, and I felt like she's just a bold listener that wanted to talk about the guys in the show.
Okay, look, guys, you want to?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't mind it. Does Amy mind it?
Am I in it? I think it's just the guys. I mean, if every guy is okay with it, if even one of you is like, I don't feel comfortable with it, then we pull it.
What guys did she rate, Scuba?
Bobby, Eddie, Lunchbox, and Ray.
Okay, Ray, are you good with it?
Yeah.
Lunch?
I'm not embarrassed to be called a 10.
Let's go, dude.
All right,
let's go.
Go ahead. Right. Let's go.
Do you want to start from least to most?
No, just read it in the order she wrote it.
And okay. Just keep in mind, guys, like, looks are relative. Like, everybody has their
own
opinion.
Why are you looking
opinion.
At me? I don't.
Because I always look at you.
Looking right at me?
Yes. Yeah, because, no.
You okay. Think Bobby's going to get his feelings hurt?
No.
You think I'm ugly?
No. Dang. And I just think in general, I don't like commenting on people's looks or bodies, but go ahead.
All right. So KP writes, Bobby, you're a solid 8.5, and if you lose the glasses, you're a 9.
Wow.
So if you can't see.
Wow.
But you won't see if you lose the glasses.
Exactly.
So you pick.
8.5, pretty solid, though. That's about 2 points higher than I think I am. Anything else about me?
That's it, yeah.
Okay, who's next?
Eddie is next.
Okay.
Eddie, you're a 7, and he'd be even better if he wore his beanie hat. He'd be an 8. He's hot.
Watch me tomorrow. Wear my beanie hat for the rest of the year.
She wants snowboard ready. Next up.
Lunchbox, you're up next. Lunchbox is a 5.5, but could be a 6 if he's a bit nicer and less of an egomaniac.
I love how 6 is your max. I mean,
she's penalizing you for your attitude, though.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, here's the thing. Did she send a picture of herself? I doubt it, because I'll rate her, and I bet you it's not very good.
Stop it.
Okay, and?
And Ray is up last, and Ray, the guy next to me, is an 8.5.
Yeah! Wow.
But with stacked shoes, he's pretty much a 9.
Yeah!
I love how she bumped everybody up based on, if you do this, you will get a half a point.
Now, she did talk about the ladies. Do you want me to say that as well? Or
I don't.
Hold
not
off
if it's,
that?
Is anything, nothing mean about the ladies.
They're actually not mean. It's pretty nice.
Go ahead.
So Amy's a 10 just because.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever looked at her?
That's
ooh,
not
la,
true.
La.
Wow, Amy.
Ooh, la,
it's
la. She, and she's French. Ooh, la, la. Okay, go ahead.
And Morgan is a 9. If she studied her geography a little more, she'd be a 9.5.
Geography. Okay. Fair. You know it's fair.
Is that it?
That's it. Yes, from KP.
Is KP a guy or a girl? I assumed a girl.
I assumed, too.
Yes, she's a loyal female listener. This is her thoughts.
Oh, well, if she's loyal, then it's true.
Yeah,
I believe on with this. Well, KP, thank you. And if you guys want to send anything to the mailbag, Morgan, what do they do?
Mailbag at bobbybones.com.
There you go, guys. It's that time of the morning where we open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, oh, 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 Bobby Bones. My name is Liz. I'm dating a guy right now. I don't know what to think about the fact that he's 32 years old and only takes baths. So he's got a great corporate job, a nice car, a beautiful apartment, really seems to have his life together. But for some reason, I can't get over the fact that he never takes showers. When I asked him why, he told me that he never liked to take them as a kid and only likes to take about 2 showers a month, and that's when he's in a rush.
What?
I think this is really weird, and I feel like it might be some crazy thing he has with his mom or something.
What?
He told me he's very close with his mother. I just feel like men don't and shouldn't take baths all the time. On occasion, sure, but not all the time, right? Is anyone else dating a guy or married to a guy who only takes baths? Signed, Liz. It's weird, but it's not a deal breaker. If you're finding a deal breaker out of his bath habits, then you're wanting a deal breaker somewhere in this. It's weird. I take the occasional bath.
Occasional.
I know, but even that I get crap for. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I like a bath. Maybe one a day even.
Get out of here.
Maybe 4 to 5 a week. How about that?
Wow.
But you also shower either before or after your bath, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Most times.
Yeah,
95% of times I shower.
You're just straight bathing.
Sometimes I'll shower before and then get in the bath.
Yeah.
But that ruins the warm. Because your body's already adjusted to warm, and then you just get in water that's warm.
Okay, well.
The move is to take a bath first, but then sometimes you get in there and it's like,
I know,
floating stuff, and you're like, ah. I know.
Gross.
This is what I'm going to say about this, Liz. I don't think you should assign mother issues with him just because he likes to take baths and because he's close to his mom.
And that was a leap.
I think, as Morgan would say, this is a yellow flag, but I would say a slightly yellow flag. I don't think it's a big deal. It's weird. But let him look at your bathroom habits. I'm sure you got some secret stuff going on that you don't want anybody to know. Yes, it's weird.
Very.
But I don't think you cancel a relationship because of it. Morgan, what would you do if you're dating a guy and he only takes baths?
I would definitely find it weird. But if that's the worst thing about him, I mean, I think you're doing pretty great.
I think the same thing. I think she's looking for a way out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to conclude with, yes, it's odd. All odd things aren't bad. I don't know a single guy who only takes baths.
Right.
And it's probably from some childhood thing. But I don't think it's worth ending a relationship over if this is why you're ending the relationship. There could be many other real things. So, Liz, we will leave you with that. If you're looking for a reason to break up with them, you have it.
Yeah.
Break up with them. You don't want them anyway. But if this is the only thing, you're like, everything but this is perfect, don't let this ruin this relationship. We will also like to say it's weird.
Very.
And that's from somebody who takes a bath 4 to 5 times a week.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Fun Fact Friday.
The 5 most fun facts of the week as brought to you by Amy.
Number 5.
So the Beatles considered naming their album in 1969 Everest, but since no one wanted to go to Tibet for a photo shoot, the album was called Abbey Road.
And they walked right outside the studio.
Right there. It's amazing.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
They were like, I don't know what to name us. What's the laziest thing we can do?
Right outside, Paul.
Mine's terrible. Yours is pretty good.
Thank you.
Mine is not.
Number 4.
In Singapore, using someone else's Wi-Fi network without their permission is punishable by up to 3 years in prison, a $10,000 fine, or both.
Oh my God.
I wonder if anyone's actually done that and served that time. Oh. Or if that's one of those dumb laws, like Amy will go, I found the dumb law from Wisconsin. You can't chew gum and close your right eye at the same time.
I bet this really has been enforced. I don't know. Callers, if they've ever...
Been in Singapore.
Spent 3 years
I checked
in
our
jail.
Podcast numbers. We ain't that strong over there.
Number 3.
So people who run marathons finish the race about a half an inch shorter than when they started. It's the temporary effect your back muscles have, like, tensing up over the course of the race.
How do you get taller, do you think, though? Because the next time I want to go in for my driver's license, I want to do that. So if they officially list me at 6'1", I'm almost there.
Okay.
Then I can tell Kaylin, no, I'm listed as 6'1", stop telling me I'm not.
You could probably do like a cocktail of things, like go see a chiropractor, go to a yoga class and then maybe get stretched by someone.
All before the DMV.
Can you just wear high heels?
No.
And not tell them?
Oh.
Interesting. And I don't even know if you get measured at the DMV.
I think you could just tell them and they'll be like, all right.
You just write it down.
Let me look at my driver's
license. Let's see. Yeah. If it says 6'2", then you know that you can
just
tell
them. It says 6'1". I just told them. It says 6'1".
Number two.
So Jeffrey Dahmer once consumed a sleeping pill-laced drink that he made for a victim by accident.
So Jeffrey Dahmer, by the way, is the cannibal guy that killed people.
Yeah, and ate them.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And so he made a drink for somebody else and accidentally drank it. It reminds me of, what's the movie with Andre the Giant?
Princess Bride.
And they're playing the game where to drink the one that's poisonous.
Yes. Yeah. Except for, yeah, he was intended for a victim, but then he's the one that ended up passing out.
Indubitably, or whatever he says. Indespicable.
Yeah.
Inconceivable. I knew it was something like that.
Inconceivable.
Yeah. This is a Jeffrey Dahmer story. We've turned.
Yeah, that's not funny.
That's a terrible story.
This is dark. But the guy, the victim lived.
For me.
This is good. Stole his clothes, hundreds of dollars, and a watch. Got away with it.
So he robbed Jeffrey Dahmer.
Wow.
I would too. Take some.
I think I would just run. I don't think I would rob. I just run. Yeah, that stinks.
I don't know. I mean, I was Googling more about this when I, after I read this fun fact, I came across it and
not that fun. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't interesting. Fun,
no, I know. You're right.
this is on Dark Fact Tuesday.
Sorry, but it is true.
All right. And
number one.
So the myth that eating carrots can help you see in the dark was invented by the British Air Force during World War II. They were trying to explain how British air raids were so successful without telling the Germans about the existence of radar. So they didn't want to give radar the credit. So they're like, oh yeah, we've just been eating a lot of carrots.
Do you know that there is something you can do to make you see better in the dark? Just read the story.
Huh.
So on the islands, the guys that are driving their boats that work out there, they run into coral reefs a lot. So, if you smoke weed, it helps you see at night better. And really? People always wondered, how are they not crashing their boats? And they'd always swore by it for years and years and years. And apparently, it actually does something that allows you to see better at night. It messes with your eyes.
This is in Jamaica?
Yeah. Ray, what are you nodding at?
What Steve says, yeah, Jamaica.
In Jamaica. Yeah,
that's what they do that a lot over there.
They do. But then they tested it, and it does help you see better at night.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
Crazy.
But that's what carrots do not.
Yeah.
So, kids?
Stop.
No.
Fact Friday.
Yay! Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This guy, Brendan Burt, was driving in Iowa. It was late at night, didn't know where he was going, took a wrong turn. But that wrong turn saved people's lives because he saw a house on fire. And he said he just had this gut feeling that he should go check and see if anybody is inside. So he got out of his car and went and started banging on the windows and screaming, fire, fire. And then out the front door, because yes, these kids were asleep. They woke up, 8 years old, 14 years old, 17 years old, and then a 22-year-old. They all emerged from the house. The parents were out of town, and they are just super grateful for Brendan saving their children. And here's Brendan talking about it.
They came out the door, I just felt, I just wanted to break down and cry. I don't even know these people here.
That's a commitment. I'm glad he did it, but you have to go, okay, I'm going to go bang on that door.
Yeah.
I'm going to go yell fire and bang on a door. And yes, there's a fire, but still, you got to have that in you because that's risky. Once Eddie saw a fire.
I did, and it ended up being a tobacco smokehouse. Mm-hmm. And I knocked on doors saying, guys, get
wasn't
out.
A fire at all, was it?
No, they said, kid, what are you doing? That's a smokehouse.
But better safe than sorry.
I agree.
And the video is crazy.
Because of the fire?
And you see the people running out of the house, and the whole porch is on fire, so they're running right underneath the flames.
Yeah.
Ooh. Eddie's video or the video Amy's talking about?
No, not mine.
Amy. Oh, okay.
There's no video of mine.
Oh, okay. All right, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The 82 game preseason, I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet, listen to this, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia at www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Adam Sandler.
Adam's having it, man. It's Bobby.
Hiya, Bobby. How are you, buddy?
As a, you know, sports guy and a comedy guy, like the movie being about basketball and your love of basketball, was the movie an outlet for you to play more basketball selfishly? Like, this would be a good movie to do because you could play more?
Bobby, I had the worst thing happen to an old man. I played a lot when we were there. The first part of the movie we shot, played hoop every day, had a great time. Then the second half of the movie, because we had to separate two halves because of the pandemic, we had to not do contact basketball for a while. And then when it was safe enough, all the guys started showing up playing hoop. I played for maybe a few weeks with the guys. It was incredible. And then my stupid groin popped somewhere. And then I was like limping around. Everybody would be like, why are you walking like that? It was humiliating. So I got nothing.
Those viral videos of you playing pickup ball, and it's always highlights. Yeah. I've never seen a viral video of you sucking. It's always like Sandler dominates, like dropping dimes. Are you that good all the time, or are they just selective on what they put up?
No, I'm that good all the time.
Nice.
No, that's
what I thought.
No, you know I suck many times out there. There are times, though, Bobby, where I'll go, why would they show that and not this? Because I had a killer pass that day. And then I'll sometimes, when I'm out there playing and I notice the cameras come up and the kids are shooting me and stuff, I'm like, I make a nice pass. I look up, I'm like, nobody caught that? That was a good moment, man. We would have loved that one.
The movie's about your character chasing his dream. And your character says that people in their 50s don't have dreams. But I just asking you as a person, do you still have dreams at this point with all that you've done?
I'm very thankful that I get to do all this stuff. I'm probably still driven like I used to be as a kid. I when I commit to something, I try to go full tilt and be as good as I can. But I don't think I dream about it as much as I dream about my kids having a good life now. You know, they're 13 and 16, so I think about that a lot now. I'm like, oh, man, I just please hope they have happiness and they get to dive into whatever they're dying to do, that they get to do it.
Hustle, such a good movie. Again, especially for me, I was a big fan of you, a big fan of sports movies. And when you did Uncut Gems, you know, I felt like you were snubbed a nomination. do you feel like when you nail a serious movie that you want to do it and you don't get the nomination, which I thought you were going to get it, honestly. So I just thought it was going to be there. And when it wasn't, I was disappointed for you because we're best friends and stuff. But do you feel like when you almost nail it that you should go back and do another one because you've gotten so close to it and it's like you're there, they just need you to do one more real serious movie in a row?
I don't know, man. I don't even know what I think anymore. Like when I did that Gems movie, that Oscar stuff kind of comes up and they start talking about it and blah, blah, blah. Oh, maybe this and that. And then I started going, well, if I got to go and talk about this and run around and meet people who vote and all that stuff, I was like, hey, let me just say I want this thing real bad. I got to tell you, it wasn't on my mind in real life. When I came out to Hollywood as a kid, I just wanted to be Eddie Murphy, man. I didn't think about an Oscar. But when I do stuff like this, I do my best. I work at my ass off, and I do want it to be, I don't want to let people down. I don't want to let people, the directors down, the people who put the money into it all. I try to do as good as I can. And then also, you know, my kids get psyched if I'm good in a movie. It's fun to come home and talk about hard work and scenes that I did that were interesting. I don't know, man. The Oscar thing, that probably makes people nuts. I just gonna try to do good.
You mentioned Eddie Murphy, and I've heard people say that the first time they met you that they were so intimidated by how funny you are, how funny they've seen you be, maybe in movies, television, etc., or even on stage. Which, by the way, your last special was so freaking good. Who was it for you that you saw once you started to make it New York or LA that was so funny you almost were intimidated because you're like, I'm not that.
Wow. There's a bunch of those in my early days where I would go, oh my God, how did he do that? How'd she do that? Kevin Meaney, there was a comedian, Kevin Meaney, when he went on stage, he would destroy so hard that it was just humiliating. You didn't know how to go after him. You know, Rodney Dangerfield, when I was young, that was my guy that made me get into this, and Eddie. But there's been a lot of comedians over the years that I see that I just go, well, I don't want to go on after that. That's too good.
All right, last one for you. So when you work with athletes that are so tall yet still are able to move like deer, like a 7-footer like Dirk, they can still be like a way better athlete than I could ever be, but he's also – I mean, that it's almost like a science experiment that shouldn't work the way it does. Does it ever just get normal to you and you just like, yeah, that's just how it is. They're just 7-foot and awesome.
I mean, dude, I'm not, Wancho is insane. All the guys that were in the movie, when they would just move, it's a whole other level of movement. You know that. But I'll tell you what, Boban,
yeah,
just shooting around. Boban, he's 7. What is he? I don't know. 7-something.
Like 7'4" or something like that?
Something like that, right? His hands are so gigantic. His body's built. He's massive. But he's like moves smooth when he takes a shot. So it's got like the softest touch. It's just a whole other thing. You like you said, I don't know how they do it.
All right. I hope everybody watches Hustle. It's so good. Watch it on Netflix. Adam, just a big fan. Just appreciate you and thanks for the time. And I would wish you success, but you don't need it. So you can wish me success. Would you wish me success at the end of this? I've never done this before, so let me have it.
Bobby, you got a lot of success coming. You're very cool. You're very nice to me. Thank you for that. And you're smooth as hell, man. And you got a lot of good stuff coming.
There we have it. We heard it right there. Adam, thanks, buddy.
All right. Later, guys.
A voicemail we got last night.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, studio. Just driving from Virginia to Kentucky to visit my family, and you guys kept me awake tonight. I appreciate your show and everything you do.
I appreciate that. Man, night driving, if you're a little sleepy, tough. You roll your window down, you scream, you stick your head out.
Loud music.
I mean, it's everything. Dance. So if we can help with that, that's awesome. Here is the next voicemail.
Hey, guess what concert I'm at? Take on the game plan.
What are they doing?
They're at a John Mayer concert.
Oh, I hear it.
Okay, bye.
That's cool.
I love that.
That's funny. Also, has worse song.
What?
But, oh, it's so
I
good,
love
Bones.
That
Come
song.
On.
That's because you guys aren't real fans.
Yes, no, we know, like, other songs.
Not real fans love the hits.
No.
The bubblegum tongue, but yeah, that's great.
That just makes me think of
college. I change it.
College.
I dislike that song. And John Mayer is one of my favorite ever. And I dislike that song. Yeah.
Well,
eat posers. Here is the next one.
Weirdo.
You guys were talking about things that you would like to see more of, things you don't like. I would tell you the thing that I would like to see or hear less of is Lunchbox's negativeness. He's got his bits. He's funny when he's doing pranks. But his negativeness is just completely opposite from the show. Love the games. Love to see you guys do that. Thanks, guys. Love the show. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So would you own up to your restaurant bill if it was wrong? Like, if it comes out one item's missing, do you just, like, sign the check and you're like, okay, no big deal? Or do you contact the waiter and be like, oh, I didn't get charged for something?
I'm going to be honest. I don't look.
Oh. Really?
Mm-mm. If I did notice, I probably would say something because I wouldn't want the waiter to get in trouble. I wouldn't make it about me. I don't think I'm going to heaven because I go, hey, my pudding's not on here. But I wouldn't want the waiter to get in trouble as someone who waited tables for a long time.
Well, a study was done, and customers were invited to a restaurant where they could order two items. At the end of the meal, the bill came out, so it's like only two items, easy to see. One of the two items was missing, and more than half of the customers did not flag the issue with the bill, and women were way more likely to be honest about the mistake.
Okay, I believe that. This is my move at a restaurant, because I like to go in and eat as soon as I get there. And I like to leave as close to my final bite as possible. So sometimes, and why I don't always look at the check, I will just give them my card when they bring the entree. So they bring something and they take something.
Yeah.
Therefore, my check comes to me when I'm halfway through my entree. So on that last bite, I'm out the door. So this doesn't affect me, but I would if I knew, because I wouldn't want to get them in trouble.
Right.
Survey in the room, would you guys, Eddie?
No.
Lunchbox?
No chance.
All right, there you have it. And that's more than half.
Yep.
All right.
So two things. One, Lindsay Lohan joined TikTok, so people are excited about maybe some content they're going to see from her. And second thing is she revealed we've all been saying her name wrong all these years.
Okay, let me guess what it is. Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, that's a good guess.
I don't know. Here we go.
Hey, everyone. It's Lindsay Lohan. And guess what? Now I'm on TikTok.
So we say Lohan, but yeah, it's Lohan. So follow Lindsay Lohan on TikTok.
I'm not calling her that.
It's too late now.
Well, everybody's been saying my name wrong forever, too. It's Bonez.
Oh, really?
Bobby Bonez, yeah.
Yeah. So Kane Brown was talking about his man cave, and he said it's actually more of like a man arena because there's a garage for his cars, a gym for working out, a basketball court, and a sports bar. And obviously working out is something super important to him. And he was quoted in this article saying that his goals for his body is to be his security guard's security guard.
He could. And Kane and I follow each other on Instagram, and he will post these things in his story where it's like, today in the workout, Kane lifted the amount of a tractor.
Whoa.
He has some kind of app or something that measures what he's working doing.
Oh, really?
Like, today's workout, Kane lifted a tank of all, like, of everything he did all together.
Yeah, combined.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So he's quite physically fit, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
My man Pablo decided he's going to go scuba diving off the coast of California. So he gets his gear, goes out. Ah, let's get in the water. Loses consciousness. In the water. Uh-oh. What's he going to do? He's unconscious. Luckily for him, there was a group of mermaids nearby. Oh, yeah. I don't understand what they're doing, but they're dressed in mermaid tails.
Okay, but not real mermaids. People do role play, cosplay.
Like, that's kind of cool. Mermaids.
It's become so popular, there's groups of mermaids that go out for swims, and they were out for a swim, and they found Pablo, got his gear off, gave him mouth to mouth, and got him to the paramedics.
What if you're that dude and you're like coming back
exactly
to it as mermaid? What the?
He's like, I'm dead, 100%.
Yeah.
He thinks 100% I'm dead.
Mermaids making out with him?
Also, how do you swim with that tail on?
It looks
like
so
bit,
difficult.
Like
and when the summer was here, we'd go to the city pool or whatever, and there'd be people in mermaid. And I'm like, that has to be so dangerous for your kid to be swimming in a mermaid costume. But
is
I never said
it. Is it meant for mermaiding, or is it a costume to look? There's a difference. Like, if you were dressed as a little mermaid, that probably wouldn't be super safe to jump in the lake.
Because you can't really move your leg.
Yeah, these are made.
He keeps trying to move like a mermaid.
Yeah. Oh, right now, he's
yeah, like you have your legs stuck together. I don't know. I always thought saw him at the pool, and I was like, that doesn't seem safe. But I never told their parents that. I just let them be them.
Yeah, good for you. Hey, so the mermaid saved the guy. That's what we liked.
Yeah,
right?
The mermaids saved the guy. Mm-hmm. They gave him a little mouth to mouth.
Okay.
That's a weird way to give mouth to mouth. You do full mouth, like.
Oh my gosh! I hope. I mean, I would be thankful if Lunchbox gave me mouth to mouth, but I don't want.
You'd never get that taste out of your mouth ever.
Are you thinking about it right now?
You'd have a hair and that taste in your mouth forever.
Are you thinking about it right now, Amy? Me giving you mouth to mouth.
That's what it's all about. Good job, mermaids.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, let's go over to the voicemail line.
Hello, this is Jessica.
This is Nolan.
And we have a morning corny. Why do spiders make good baseball players?
Because they catch flies.
Have a great day. Love your show.
It's cute.
Pretty good.
They've got it down.
Here's another one.
Hi, I have a morning corny for Amy. What is the best time on the clock? 6:30, hands down. We'll pick Suey.
Hands down.
Yeah. Oh, I
they're
get
all
it.
Down.
Hands down, yeah. Okay, let's go over to the pro, though. Here's Amy with the morning corny.
The morning corny.
How do you make the number one disappear?
How do you make the number one disappear?
You add a G and it's gone.
Add a G in
front of one, O-N-E.
That was the morning corny.
On the phone right now is Ron, who lives in South Carolina. Hey, Ron, what's happening?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So I hear we talk a lot about running into celebrities and how to react and whether to approach them or not. So I find out Yes, on Sunday, my daughter lives in an adjacent state to where I live. Chris Stapleton is going to be staying next to her in the house, like 20 feet away from her for a month, recording an album. I'm curious as to the studio's thoughts on how they would react to Chris Stapleton staying in the house literally next to them. Do you just let him stay there and hang out and not make it public, or do you go over and introduce yourself and welcome him to the town that you're in?
It's an interesting question.
That's all you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, this is what I would say, mostly knowing Chris. He's a very private person just to begin with. So I think a lot of what I'm going to say reflects not only celebrity culture, but also Chris himself. It would be very kind to offer anyone any sort of help, period. Okay? So I'm going to lead with that. What I would do, I wouldn't go over to the house and knock on the door and be like, hey, Chris Stapleton's here. What do you do, buddy?
It's my favorite song.
What I would do, first of all, is nothing. I would respect the privacy of whomever was in that house. Chris Stapleton or Amy's cousin. Doesn't matter. At your place, inside those walls, that is your private area. Next up, if I were to see at a time that I was out, maybe getting in the driveway, the car in the driveway, and they were Chris, somebody from his team, you could just say, hey, guys, I know, Ron, you're not living next door. Be like, hey, I'm Ron. I'm the neighbor. If you guys need anything, feel free to come knock on the door. You know, I would offer your services at a time when it wasn't weird to offer your services.
Yeah, that's nice.
I just don't think for anyone I would go up and knock on the door and go, what's going on in there?
Okay, what?
I don't even like when people do that to me.
Right.
Like as a normal person, whenever I just move into a place.
Oh, so like, but if you would normally be that person that welcomes someone into the neighborhood, so you just set that aside.
Yeah.
If you're
especially
normally
because
like
you know the situation.
Bread and cookies, something mm-hmm. like that.
Because you know the situation and you know, because I'm telling you now, mm-hmm. that Chris is a very private person.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that you do not go knock on the door. That if you do see them out in an organic circumstance, you can go, hey, I'm Ron. If you guys need anything, let me know.
You know what? They're probably not going to need anything. But
you're right. You're right. Or
yeah, they're good.
I mean, I'm sure
like the second or third time, if you do kind of develop some sort of, you know, relationship, like you talk, you know, you're picking up the paper in your underwear outside. I don't know. Be like, hey, would love to make dinner for you guys. You could do that.
Whoa.
But that needs to be like third or fourth once you have a conversation and you have this super substance-y relationship, but at least you have that. So I would say veer to the side of leave him alone. But it's pretty cool.
Would you tell the whole town?
No,
okay. I wouldn't, because I wouldn't want one told on me.
Right.
That's my advice, Ron.
That's good advice.
If it were John Party, I'd go over with a keg. Be like, what up, John Party?
And
different for everybody. Yes, different for everybody. All right, Ron, have a great day. Good morning, buddy. I hope you have an awesome rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
I just confused myself with that sentence. All right. I was watching a video of a kid play basketball in high school. He's from Virginia. His name's Evan Randall. He shoots a three-pointer, and before it goes in, he does a backflip on the court.
Whoa.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's awesome. And he makes it.
Did he just do a backflip?
I think he did.
He just shot the three, banked it in, and did a backflip. Look at Alexander. Alexander's even giving him a standing out. Did we get that on film?
It was awesome. ESPN cool. put it on. I thought maybe the refs would like call a tech or something. But I guess doing a backflip's not illegal on the court.
Dude, he did a backflip while the ball was still in the air.
That's what I said. As soon as he shot it, he didn't do it after he made it. He did it while it was in the air.
That's so cool.
That's from WTKR. Amy, what's your crowning moment from high school?
I think this is just something that would be in my head, maybe not others, but I was on this committee called Hall of Honor, and like a bunch of alumni from Austin High would come back, and the gym was filled with people, you know, current students and previous past students. And I was tapped to give a speech, and it was my first time ever doing public speaking in front of a group. And I was very nervous, but I did it. And so I think that was the time when I realized like, oh, I can do this. And my chemistry teacher was in charge of the club and she didn't think very highly of me, but she was so proud of me after I did it that it really left me with like this good feeling. So that's what I'll never forget.
I know what lunchbox is going to be.
Of course, we all do.
But let's hear it.
Oh, we can say it together.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I have so many, but I guess the one I would pick is it was 1999. It was prom night, and we're all there gathered at this nice hotel, dressed up in our tuxes and nice dresses. And they said, prom king, Anderson High School class of 99 is... And they called my name, and I was crowned. I walked up on stage. They had the music playing, and they stuck the crown on my head, and they said, you are the prom king, and you can brag about it for the rest of your life.
They said that?
No, but in my head, that is what they were saying.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. And you tell us about that probably once a month still.
At least, because not a lot of people get crowned prom king, only one a year.
Do you think that's in your top five life moments?
Yep.
Oh, top three life moments?
Yep.
Not including the three. He's got three kids.
I know. I'm afraid to ask if it's a top life moment.
Oh, boy.
Is being named prom king your top life moment?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know how you watch it. Like, what's the big thing when you watch a movie out of Hollywood? Is the prom king
out of Hollywood.
True.
Is being crowned prom king or queen?
It is.
Out of Hollywood.
Yes. Yeah. And, like...
He's
I did
not
it.
Wrong.
I am not wrong. They make movies about it. Gosh. That's how big a deal it is.
It is.
And did you know that you would win?
I didn't know because they said you could only win one award, and I already won class clown. And so I was like, I can't win another one. But boom, what up?
Class clown, too?
When you went back to your high school reunion, did they remember you as prom king?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I checked in, all prom kings here.
Did they chant prom king?
Recrown you?
I thought about wearing my crown to the reunions, but I didn't take it. But I did.
Eddie, what's your crowning moment from high school?
Really? You want me to follow that?
I know.
I mean, whatever I'm going to say is not as good as that. But I did my senior year of high school. I made a homemade helmet that looked just like our football team's helmet. It was gold. It had a Mustang on both sides. And I wore it everywhere. Pep rallies to all the games. And everyone was like, oh, that's the dude with the helmet. So when I graduated, I passed it on to the next. It was a junior. I forget his name. I gave it to him. So this is your helmet now. And I think, I don't know for sure, but they may still be doing the helmet this day.
There is no chance.
At his high school, there's a helmet.
We got to find out if they're still doing the helmet. There's no chance.
I hope they are.
I know for sure it went back two generations.
Other than that, two classes, not two generations.
Two classes. That would be like a lot.
So for me, high school, because I went to such a small school, was 7th through 12th grade. And I think for most folks, though, it was 10th, 11th, 12th?
9th.
10th, 11th, 12th. But it was, and it's kind of a cop-out, do 7th grade, but it happened every year. In 7th grade, I was named the captain of our 12th grade quiz bowl team. And I was like, this is awesome.
That's your brag?
Yeah. I was in 7th grade. I was like 12. And I was facing off against 17-year-olds.
No, that's cool.
In quiz bowl. And so, and I was captain every year until I graduated. But when I was a senior, nobody really cared that I used to be Wonder Kid. Oh, man. It was I'd roll up. I was by far the youngest and smallest. 7th, 8th grader, they're like, there's the kid. It's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie to you. It's pretty cool.
I mean, you guys couldn't sound dorkier. I gave a speech. I was the captain of the quiz bowl team.
I wasn't voted prom queen. Dude, we don't have that. Bobby cool wasn't prom king. We're not. Like, I literally, when you started this segment, I texted my best friend from high school real quick, and I'm like, what's something from high school I can be proud of? Because I was like,
what about when your mom had to come walk you to class every day because you were late? When your mom showed up.
Yeah. My friend didn't bring that one up. She did say, you graduated with a high level of ADHD. And she also said, you also overcame some boyfriend adversity.
There you go. Remember when your boyfriend
That's what she's talking about.
Scribbled in the word whore, but misspelled it.
He didn't scribble it in, he keyed my car.
Keyed it in her car?
Oh, yeah, and he spelled it
H-O-R-E.
Wrong.
What an
ex-boyfriend.
Idiot.
I had broken up with him.
What an idiot.
And she said, she also goes, this is my friend Andrew, she goes, I'm sure you did some charity work too.
Well, thank you all for reminiscing.
That was good times, man.
Not as much as cool as this video of this kid doing a flip, but I feel like I know you guys a little better now.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360. So unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, Eddie said his mind was blown because he saw someone at Chuck E. Cheese. So we have 20 questions, all yes or no questions. Amy, ready?
Ready.
Eddie, is it a celebrity?
Absolutely.
Yes, okay. Amy, go.
I'm assuming they're with kids?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a man?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a man celebrity with kids.
Wife with him?
Oh, good question. Yes.
So he's married. Okay. A male celebrity with kids who's married. Is he over 40?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, over 40. Amy?
Does he wear a cowboy hat?
Yeah.
I was going to ask, is he a country music singer?
Yeah.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Four,
okay, so
five.
He's a country music singer.
Over 40.
With seven, the cowboy hat. Yes. Over 40.
Is the first letter of his name A through G?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. No.
Has he been married before?
Married before what?
Before this
he's
wife.
Been has he been married? Is that the question?
Well, I already asked you if you had a wife, and yes. You said yes.
Okay. So he's been married multiple times.
Okay.
C-F-G. Is this first letter H-I-J-K-L?
Of his first name?
Yeah, first name.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Does he have...
It's got to be Aldine. Right?
Like, would you think... you're shocked to see him because you would think he would have his own Chuck E. Cheese at his house?
Yeah. That's good. That's good, Amy.
Yeah.
That's real good.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about his house. So
Yeah.
You guys want to guess? Keep going.
I think it's originally who I thought, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's a great job.
Because I was so read.
Does he have so many songs that we know every word to?
I don't know if we
is
know
his vibe
all
like,
the words to him.
Does he have chains on his wallet?
Yeah. Oh, wallet chain.
That's great. Yes.
What about a bandana coming out of the pocket?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well,
a lot of yeses there.
I think we know who it is. It's Dolly Parton. it's Aldean.
It's Aldean. Dude.
That's fun. And Aldean's a nice guy. He probably would have said hi to you if you don't
know. No, we talked.
Oh, yeah.
We totally talked.
Yeah,
and I mean, he was just there at Whack-A-Mole. Like, this is, and I stared at him for like 2 minutes. I cannot believe Jason Aldean is here playing Whack-A-Mole at Chuck E. Cheese.
And he looks like a normal dude when he's not earring, wallet chained up.
Bones. And straw Here's hat. The thing. It looks like he just came from a show. He was dressed like Jason Aldean.
He was?
The chain was out. The earrings were on. He didn't have the cowboy hat, but that was it. Everything else was Aldean. The Affliction shirt, all of it. But
wow. Because I've spent time with Jason, normal circumstances-ish, and he's just a dude in a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And, like, and a ball cap.
Dude, the cowboy hat, the cowboy boots were on, everything. I'm like, well, I mean, that's him. There's no doubt about it.
I wonder if he came from something then.
I don't know. What he told
me. What did you guys talk about?
Oh, we just like, hey, dad life. Well, look at us here, you know? We just did that. And then
you guys
he said,
are so similar. Yeah, dad life.
And then he said, yeah, man, you know, I do this like when I'm trying to get my kids to do something, the reward is I'll take you to Chuck E. Cheese. And so here we are. Paying off the reward. I'm like, that's cool.
Surprised they didn't buy the Chuck E. Cheese.
I know. Crazy,
he's like,
man.
If you're extra good, I'll build you one.
Nah, good for you. You saw Jason Aldean at Chuck E.
I
Cheese.
I mean,
and
it's
that.
Like, what world
Imagine
are we living
you're
in?
You're a tourist and you're like, hey, we should get some pizza at Chuck E. Cheese. And you see you go back home going, guys in Nashville, the stars are Chuck E. Cheese. They're everywhere.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Any other tidbits from this bit, this segment?
No, that's just it. I mean, I was just shocked. I wanted to share that with you guys.
Thank you. Good job, Amy.
Thanks.
You nailed that. I thought the pyro question was a little odd.
No.
That could have been anyone, but yes.
He loves pyro.
He does love pyro.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Georgia. A 43-year-old woman announced in October, hey, I'm pregnant. I'm having a baby. So she waits till the summer. Baby's born, gets 7 weeks paid vacation. Only problem is they started looking at the pictures of her two babies. They look nothing alike. It was a second fake pregnancy. She got busted.
Second fake pregnancy?
Yeah, they were both fake. She had done one pregnancy.
Well, who are the babies? Where are the babies?
No, they were just pictures she got off the internet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she wasn't like holding them.
No. Like she just took the pictures and like, oh, here are my babies. And so she did it not once, but twice. Got away with it the first time. Second time.
She lived with people thinking she had a baby and she was a mom and she wasn't?
Yes.
It's crazy.
Pretty good racket.
So
if you get away with it.
She got 14 weeks of paid vacation.
Wow.
Two different pregnancies.
This has to happen.
I'm pregnant.
More.
I'm here to tell you.
Let's see the picture.
Well, you will. Trust me. Wow. Dang. I can't believe she got away with that. Who found it? Do you know?
Well, someone, she posted pictures like, man, those babies look nothing alike.
Oh, my God.
And they did some digging. No babies whatsoever. Never gave birth.
How do you do digging?
I guess hospital records, hackers. Well, I don't know. It just says they opened an investigation, found out she was never pregnant, never gave birth.
They probably asked her, hey, come in here. Are you pregnant? Do you have babies? No. Okay.
Investigation closed.
Mike D does that thing where he can reverse image to see if it's from Google.
Mm.
And so maybe
they
did that.
Oh, you think they got a Mike D working for the state of Georgia?
I think they had to have already been suspicious. Because some babies just don't look alike. So you have to already think something's up.
Two different dads.
Yeah.
Common.
That's true.
Happens. So.
But that's a funny story.
Yeah.
Hey, don't do that, everybody out there.
But you know people are.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, Bobby. I'm about to go get me another tattoo. The tattoo artist quoted between $400 to $600. And I was wondering, you know, about how much should I tip for one that costs that much? Let me know what you think.
Pretty expensive tattoo, I think. I mean, I've only have small ones, and none of mine cost that much.
He must be getting something a little more like detailed.
Full body or Old English.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I would say, and I don't know the rules of a tattoo artist. I would say $50. If it's $400, I don't think it's a 20% rule.
It's not?
I don't know. If it were me, I'd probably tip $50-$60 if that were the case. But that's why Mike D's our fact checker. Mike, what's a tattoo tip rule?
It's hard to say.
Is it 20%?
20%.
Wow, okay. Huh. Well, then according to Miss Manners, you need to... who knew? I learned something here. So if it's $400, that's an $80 tip.
Yeesh.
That's a lot, right?
Tip. Yeah.
But it's also a lot of tattoo.
Yeah, and you want it done right? So just make sure you let them know you're going to be tipping.
Does that take like 2 days, 3 days tattoo?
We don't know.
Boy, for that money, I would think you have to go back a couple times.
So when do you tip? At the very end or like a little
That's
bit
what I'm saying.
At the end of the day?
You put money on the table and every time it messes up, you take a dollar back.
He messes up. Oops.
At the end.
Okay.
Yeah, at the end. Or whenever you pay for it.
But yeah, which you pay
at the end. You pay at the end. I've always paid at the end.
Yeah. Again, ours are so small.
Mm-hmm.
And we know our
guy. Mine are little and dainty.
Yeah.
I got little dainty tattoos.
Yeah.
Okay, so we learned something together, 20% to the tattoo artist. thank you for that. Leave us a voicemail anytime over the weekend, 877-77-BOBBY. We will see you on Monday. Have a great time. Be safe. Check you after the weekend. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bone Show.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.